This is Derek Favors. Here's your Jazz Game Rewind.
After a heartbreaker last night against the New York Knicks, the Jazz were back in action tonight against the LA Clippers, and this time they sealed the deal, beating the Clippers 125 to 113.
Rubio comes down the baseline, bounces it into Favors, and he dunks. Derek Favors attacking the rack early.
Jazz have had a hard time getting off to good starts this season. Tonight, that wasn't the case. In fact, the first half that the Jazz played tonight was the best half of basketball they've played all season.
Here's Neto at the top. He'll just take a three behind a Favors pick. It's nothing to Neto.
The Jazz finished the first quarter with 39 points and ended up with 76 at the half. Not something I would have expected from this Jazz team going into the season. Let's throw it down to David Locke and Ron Boone when they make the call during a stretch of the game where the Jazz took control. There's about 7 minutes left in the first quarter, and Tyrone Wallace is shooting free throws for the Clippers.
And he makes the free throws to make it 13-11. Jazz are the 28th ranked first quarter team in the NBA. Clippers are 24th, so they haven't started games well either. Ingles, left side. Bad pass, knocked away and above the free throw line, turnover. Fast break the other way. Tyrone Wallace out in front, about to go out of bounds, throws it back. Ingles steals it. Ingles throws the bounce pass up to Rubio. He chests it ahead to Gobert. Nice catch and a dunk. Beautiful play by Rudy Gobert. That was a tough catch.
And why was it such a great play? Because Rubio put something on that. If he just doesn't put the speed or the velocity on that, that ball is picked off by Lou Williams.
And in the meantime, pick and roll, Teodosic pulls up off the jumper and hits the three. 15-14. Interesting player to watch tonight. Harold Ingles hands it off to Mitchell. Cross-court pass, Rubio. Left corner three for Ricky. No. Offensive rebound, Jarebko touches it back up and in. Here come the Clippers right back down your throat. So we just saw with Teodosic a moment ago, Ron. Clippers in their hot streak have been one of the best teams in the league offensively off your makes, and one of the fastest teams. But the Jazz are slowing them down here. Blake bumps and backs on Jarebko. Gyrating wildly, turns to the middle, misses badly. Reed tips it back out to Blake. Up top to Teodosic. Pick and roll. Jazz double Teodosic. Now Jarebko releases back. Bounce pass inside. Stolen by Rubio. Thrown out front to Jarebko. He'll catch it, collect himself, and lay it up and in.
Rubio, great anticipation. Knew that bounce pass was coming. Hands was low. Comes up with the steal.
Teodosic being bothered by Rubio, though. Played a lot, some Euro basketball against each other. Teodosic was a two-time EuroLeague player of the year. It's the left side three, no good. Rebounds tipped around. Donovan has it. 19-14 Jazz. Here's Donovan. Quick dribbles through the lane. Blake tries to take a charge. Kicks to Jarebko. Rotates to Rubio. Three ball good. Timeout, Doc Rivers. Jazz up 22-14. What they're really doing, Ron, is they're slowing them down and they're uncomfortable on the offensive end. The offense is taking advantage of that. We'll talk more about when we come back. 22-14. Jazz up 8 on the Jazz Radio Network.
The Jazz were able to push their lead to 25 at one point, but the Clippers rallied, and they cut it to single digits with just minutes left. The Jazz haven't been in many close games this year, and when they have been, it hasn't been great. Tonight was different. Although the game got close at the end, they made the right plays they needed to finish this one off.
Jazz by 9 with 8-11 here in the fourth. The Jazz offense has gone cold. High pick and roll between Favors and Donovan. Donovan works to his left, hesitates. He's playing slower tonight. Works himself into a rhythm dribble and hits.
Rudy and Donovan both played well tonight. Donovan got 23 points on 16 shots, and Rudy Gobert finished with 16 points and 7 rebounds.
Tries the left hand, steps behind the three-point line, terminates, bullets it back out to Mitchell, makes a nice backhand catch like a shortstop. Drives with the right hand, gets a shoulder on Evans, to the rack, lays it up and in, plus a foul.
Everyone who started the game for the Jazz finished in double digits.
They spaced the floor. Mitchell's coming to try to get it. Rubio can't get it to him, so he pulls up for a mid-range jumper and hits. Rubio had a nice night last night, linking another one here.
I'm giving tonight's MVP to my man, Jinglin' Joe Ingles.
Ingles, quick release, 2-for-1, 3, got another one. Neto finds him beautifully.
He finished the game with 21 points on 8 of 15 shooting, including 5 of 10 from three-point land. He also had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals. What I love most about that stat line is the 15 shots that he took, second most for the Jazz tonight.
Donovan on a curl, outside the three-point line, guarded by Evans, who's tied up on him. He crosses him over, slips to the ground, kicks to Rubio, right corner, Ingles for 3, got it.
There it is.
Joe Ingles has got 21 to match his career high.
I'm convinced that the more shots that Joe Ingles takes, the more likely it is that the Jazz win. After a fun one tonight, the Jazz are back in action on Monday when they'll take on the Atlanta Hawks. They'll then continue their road trip until they get back to Salt Lake on Tuesday, January 30th, when they'll take on the Warriors. Not only is that game against the defending champions, it's also the debut of the new court and jerseys. Tickets will definitely be hard to find, so make sure to head to utahjazz.com to get yours. For more notes and analysis on this game, make sure to go to lockedonjazz.net, where you can find David Locke's Emptying the Noggin and his postcast featuring Ron Boone. Again, the Jazz win a fun one tonight, beating the Clippers 125-113. I'm Jake Snelson, and this has been your Jazz Game Rewind.